Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Outgoing Governor Dennis Dugard is laying out his final budget proposal. In it, he calls for increasing state payments to medical providers, schools, and state employees. SDPB's Lee Strubinger joins us to unpack Dugard's budget and look at how the incoming Kristi Noem administration will work with those numbers. Hey, Lee, welcome.
Hey, Lori. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. All right, Governor Dugard's budget recommendation was overall a positive one. He says both the economic and revenue outlooks are pretty good. Let's start there.
Yeah, you're right. This is my third budget address I've covered, and this one was definitely far more positive than the last two. Dugard has pointed to increased spending overall in the state, and that includes the ag sector, which has been kind of missing lately. he made a point of saying outright, however, that his budget recommendation would not include any new sales tax collections from e-commerce sales, which began in November. And those taxes are being collected right now for the first time this month, and they'll kind of be tabulated in January. But based on Dugard's estimates, he says the state could see anywhere from about $13 to $23 million in new sales tax collections from that e-commerce ruling.
So where does the increase in revenue come from, and how does that increase in the ag sector sort of sync with a recent report from the Federal Reserve, which showed farm bankruptcies on the rise in the 9th District, which includes South Dakota?
Well, the overall increase in revenue basically is just coming from anything from sales and use tax to services to anything that South Dakotans are buying at this point. When I posed that question to Governor Dugard about the ag sector spending in relation to the sort of increase in farm bankruptcies, he says that low commodity prices are causing a financial strain on producers, particularly those with modest equity or those who kind of haven't been around during strong commodity price years. But Dugard says the increase in ag spending is coming primarily from machinery sales.
One of our Council of Economic Advisors suggested there's some increased sale of used equipment inventory because some dealers want to reduce that inventory. And so we're seeing both existing farmers and particularly those that know they've got to replace some equipment in the years ahead. Some may have held off for several years, but at some point you can't hold off any longer and you need to buy some equipment.
It seems like it's kind of a cautious optimism in terms of the ag sector at this point, and we'll learn more about that as the session goes along.
All right, in the governor's budget recommendation, he calls for a 2.3% increase in state employee salaries and medical provider reimbursements and state aid to schools. Let's start with schools. How is the Education Association reacting to the budget address?
I spoke with Mary McCorkle, who is the president of the South Dakota Education Association, which is an advocacy group for the state's teachers. And she says the budget address places education interests in a good spot and is forward movement for education in the state.
We will always be the advocate for the students of South Dakota. And regardless of who the governor of South Dakota is, we will always look for common ground to talk about the things that we can work on together, always keeping the children of South Dakota foremost in all of our conversations.
And McCorkle says that the 2.3% increase is higher than last year. However, she says that figure is a to-be-continued conversation with the incoming Kristi Noem administration.
Governor Dugard also recommending a 2.3% increase for state employee pay. How is the state employees organization reacting?
Eric Olilaw is the executive director of the South Dakota State Employees Organization, and he says it's nice to see a proposal for a 2.3% across-the-board raise for state employees, but he says it's disappointing not to see increases that are also based on employee performance. He says that's extremely important for state employees. And Olilaw also made it clear, he says he doesn't see much positive in what he calls paying more for less on the health plan proposals.
I can tell you that the most visceral reactions I've received from state employees today have been about the proposal to have state employees pay premiums for a health plan that they have no input into, that they cannot control, that it seems to be completely run by legislators and the governor.
In order to meet the rising cost of health care, Dugard is suggesting changing the design of state employee health insurance with a statute change to a law that prohibits the state from charging its employees a premium. So when he was asked to clarify how that premium would look, Dugard says it could be, you know, a $20 premium for the high deductible plan and a $40 premium for the low deductible plan. And Olilaw says the state workers he's heard from are less than pleased.
So right there, you're going, wait, you need to change state law in order to have your employees pay premiums for their benefits. The law is the reason is there for a reason. And likely it's there to protect employees from one of the few benefits that they actually receive.
Now, in a post-address press release, the South Dakota Healthcare Association called the proposed increase a positive step compared to recent years, but says the percent still falls short of the change that's necessary to sustain long-term care infrastructure.
And the Healthcare Association goes on to say that inadequate reimbursement is a primary driver of nursing home closures. They say Medicaid reimbursement for nursing centers is so low that centers lose an average of $32 a day for each resident paying through Medicaid. And the percentage of residents in nursing homes that rely on Medicaid is 57%. Mark Deke is the executive director of the Healthcare Association here in the state, and he says they'll work arduously with Governor-elect Noem and the legislature to fund long-term care, and he called the challenges that they face relentless challenges.
So how are Democrats reacting to the governor's budget proposal, Lee?
Well, with some optimism right now in some of the Democrats that I've spoken with, one of them being Representative Jamie Smith, who is the incoming minority leader for the Democrats in the House. He says Dugard's recommendations on increasing education, health care, and state employee pay are shared by the incoming Noem administration.
The tenets that she ran on were to help education, help healthcare, help government accountability, and all those things that, as a Democrat, I want those things. And so together we're going to figure out how to move forward on that. We're going to find out where we have commonalities and where we can work together, and where we have disagreements, we will work to overcome those.
And you know, for several years in a row now, you know, Democrats are still insisting that they want to see spending on pre-K education and also some spending, more spending on needs-based scholarships.
All right. So the unknown right now in all this discussion is how will Governor-elect Kristi Noem prioritize her budget? Shortly after the governor's speech, the Noem camp issued a statement saying, balancing the budget is the most important thing, and she doubled down on not raising taxes to maintain the state's AAA credit rating. You had a chance to sit down with Governor-elect Noem. What were you able to get as far as a sense of her budget priorities?
Only in the sense of what you mentioned above. I did ask her about the 2.3% increase figure, and here's what she had to say.
You know, I certainly was a part of the discussion on how we arrived at that 2.3, and I think today is his day to talk about his priorities, and there in the coming weeks I'll be able to talk about mine as well. There will be a separate budget address, and it more than likely will happen closer to inauguration, the beginning, sometime during session, just so that we have good numbers, that we've put our thoughts together and prioritized policies that we really believe the state should be pursuing. So it won't be in December. We're still putting together our budget proposal, and we'll unveil it as soon as it's ready.
Another budget address for the state of South Dakota. SDPB's Lee Sturbinger from Pierre, thank you so much for being there. We'll hear from you awfully frequently during the session.
Yes, we will.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.